All season, the Vikings have had unheralded players step up for them and make big plays and victories, and it happened again last Sunday against the Chicago Bears. This time, it was Adam Thielen with his first career receiving touchdown, and it was Audie Cole at outside linebacker making a bunch of big plays. We're going to take a look at the tape and show you just how they did it, and we're going to start with Audie Cole, who got the start at outside linebacker for an injured Chad Greenway, and here is our guy Audie lined up right there, and this is the second play of the game. Audie Cole is going to set the tone early and make a big play against Bears running back Matt Forte. They're going to meet right here in the hole, and Audie Cole is going to win. We'll take a look at it in regular speed. You can see Audie gets off of a block from tight end Dante Rosario, makes a play, a gain of just one on second and short. A big play for the Vikings defense. Let's take a look at the end zone view and diagram what happens. You're going to see a double team here by the Bears left guard and by their center on Linval Joseph. You're going to see right guard Chris Long is going to take Sharif Floyd out of this play. And then right tackle Jordan Mills is going to work on Brian Robinson as Martellus Bennett chips on safety Andrew Sendejo, works his way up to Captain Munnerlyn to take him out of the play. And that's going to leave a one-on-one matchup between Dante Rosario, who's lined up as a fullback. He's a tight end, but he's lined up as a fullback in this formation. One-on-one with Audie Cole. They're going to come right at each other, and they're going to meet in the hole. Audie Cole is going to win. He's going to get off of this block and make the stop on Matt Forte right there. This is one of the best running backs in the NFL right here, Matt Forte. He had 25 touches against the Vikings, averaged 3.1 yards per touch. That is all, and largely because of what Audie Cole was able to do. This is the first big play Audie Cole made of the game. Now, this is going all the way back to training camp. The Vikings run a drill called backs on backers, okay, where you have running backs, fullbacks, tight ends who are blocking in the running game against linebackers in one-on-one matchups. And this is it right here. Audie Cole, Dante Rosario, a one-on-one matchup. You can see Audie, great job with his hands, gets away from the block, comes through the block, makes a big stone-cold hit on Matt Forte and drops him. Just a one-yard gain on that play. Not too long after that, we see Audie Cole making a play in the passing game. The Vikings, it looks like they're lined up in some sort of man-to-man coverage, and I think Audie Cole is going to be responsible for the back, Matt Forte, which is why he's not fooled by the initial fake right there to Jay Cutler, to Martellus Bennett. Audie Cole keeps his eyes right here on his man. Matt Forte is not distracted by the misdirection, and beats a pulling lineman out in space, gets ahead of the block, into the backfield, makes a stop on Matt Forte, a loss of two. Once again, Matt Forte has been one of the best running backs in the NFL this season. But against the Vikings on 25 touches, just 3.1 yards per touch. A great job by the Vikings defense on Matt Forte. We'll watch this from the end zone view, and you can see how Audie Cole diagnoses this play, is not fooled by the misdirection, sticks with his man, beats the pulling guard to the spot, makes a tackle, the Vikings celebrate, they get off the field. Another example of the Vikings getting off the field happens on this play. This is in pass coverage. Here's Audie Cole going to demonstrate some of his athleticism. He's lined up in the Vikings nickel package at outside linebacker. Once again, the player to watch for the Bears. Keep an eye on Matt Forte, who's lined up next to Jay Cutler in the backfield. You're going to see Matt Forte is going to run at Audie Cole, and then he's going to run an outbreaking route this way. Cutler is going to feel some pressure in the pocket, and he's going to escape the pocket a little bit, go to his right, and try and dump it off to Forte for a first down. Audie Cole, a great job once again with his hands. Gets his hands on Forte here to get his bearings, to disrupt some of the timing, and leaves his feet, makes a diving play, a big play on third down. Hey, here's Mike Zimmer right here. He's going to be excited. Watch Coach Zimmer. You think he's not excited about Audie Cole's play here? Oh yeah, he loves it. Vikings defense gets off the field once again. Let's take a look at the Vikings offense. Adam Thielen made two catches in a row on a drive. The second one was his first career receiving touchdown, but it would not have been possible without his first reception, which happened on a 3rd and 9. Here's Adam Thielen right here. He's lined up in a stacked formation with Charles Johnson, and you're going to see Thielen working his way to the middle of the field. Teddy Bridgewater buys time, and they hook up for a big gain on third down. They get across midfield. We take a look at this from the end zone view, and you're going to see the beauty of Teddy Bridgewater, who's able to keep this play alive despite feeling some pressure. So you're going to see Jared Allen's right here. We were watching him all game, see how he was going to do in his return to Minnesota. Well, Matt Khalil does a good job against him. Charlie Johnson gives him a little bit of help. The protection is very solid on the left side, but where we get a little bit of pressure here is Shea McClellan, linebacker, is going to blitz here. And then you're going to get David Bass, a defensive end. He's going to stunt and come underneath the blitzing linebacker Shane McClellan. And then Jay Ratliff is going to get by John Sullivan. That's going to create a lot of chaos right here in the pocket. And Teddy Bridgewater is going to escape that. Right here, you see him slide out of the pocket. As he runs to his right, you're going to see linebacker right here is going to react to it. Shadow Bridgewater because he doesn't want him to pull it down and run for a first down. As soon as a linebacker does that, Teddy spots Adam Thielen, middle of the field, finds him. There's the first down. That sets up this play, the touchdown to Adam Thielen. You're going to see the Bears here drop back into some kind of zone. In the middle of the field, each defender there is responsible for some type of zone defense here. And there's going to be a mix-up in this part of the field. You're going to see two Bears defenders run to the same spot. That's obviously a mistake. And you're going to see in the middle of the field a single high safety. Kyle Rudolph is going to run a deep post. That's going to draw the attention of this guy, of the safety, Brock Vereen, the former Minnesota Golden Gopher. Adam Thielen gets over the top. Teddy Bridgewater spots him. Perfectly placed pass for a touchdown. That's the first touchdown, receiving touchdown, of Adam Thielen's career. And it's yet another example of an unheralded player stepping up for the Vikings. Matt Asiata has been doing it all season. Audie Cole and Adam Thielen did it on Sunday, and it led to a Vikings victory over the Bears, the Vikings' first division victory of the season.